Okay. So to fill in a little bit about the details of what we had sketched out, so we were talking about the different perspectives on what exactly the issue could be of why Rishus should be a exception, why it should be a Ptur, and how there would be nafkaminas of various understandings. So within the idea that it's Ones, and that works for those who Pater Ones, like at least the Tosfos, so we mentioned that the Rush is on the side of this, or at least implies that this is the case. You had a chance to see the Tshuvas HaRash? You got a chance to see it? So first of all, it may look familiar because I've given it to you once before, because it was contrasted, if you recall, a few weeks ago, that same Tshuvas HaRash was contrasted with the Tosfos that quotes the Yerushalmi and Daf Dalet. There, the discussion about somebody who puts items next to a sleeping person and who's responsible for that. So we mentioned how the Shulchan Aruch quotes that din, and then the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rush about two people wrestling with each other, and the assumption that they realize that that's the inevitable possibility, that they're going to get hurt, because when you're wrestling with each other, you can't make sure you're not going to hurt the other guy. Hi.
We're talking about the Tshuvas HaRash.
Tshuvas HaRash, yeah.
It's about Reuven and Shimon and the room and taking the Sfarim?
No.
Wrestling.
Yeah, the wrestling one. It's Simon. It's Klal Kuf Aleph.
No,
did you see
that one that you're talking about?
You read that one.
How was it referenced in the? Wasn't Kuf Aleph above? Yeah,
this is the one we saw a lot from the audience.
Right, but it's the same
one. The one that we saw.
It is the same. It's the same one, right? It's the same one then, and it came up again now. Was it a typo of the day?
It might have been a typo of the day. Yeah.
Was it not Kuf Aleph above?
Let's see what it was.
I just have Kuf Aleph.
I think it's above. But okay. All right. Well, look, you know, Yagil Torah V'Yadir. You know, it's always always keeps you on your toes to have a few extra makaros to guess from. But the point of that Rush and its relevance here is just to highlight a few lines. Is that the Rush says that even though we say Adamu L'Olam, and that Yizchayev B'Shogeg, etc., but there is an onus that a person cannot be held liable for. And he gives the example. I'm just selecting a few lines out of the whole thing, but I mean, it's not so long, but just to highlight a few lines of it. So he attaches it to the principle of Ein Darko Shel Adam L'Sponei B'Drachim, which, as we mentioned, the idea that a person is not expected to look down when he's walking in the streets, that essentially he links with Ones. He's saying, the way he phrases it, it's almost befeirish. He's basically saying that there is a degree of Ones that you are going to be off the hook for. And this is an example, when you can't expect someone to look down in the street, it's basically saying that that's an onus that's outside of your expectations. And then, after mentioning a few other examples and quoting other Gemaras, he eventually gets to Ratz Birshus and Ratz Be'erev Shabbos. So it sounds like he's saying that Ratz Be'erev Shabbos is a category of onus, essentially. Now, we mentioned two other possibilities of understanding it. One is to understand it that it's a mitzvah that is dochet. In other words, that you would be chayiv, but you could theoretically outweigh the chiyuv with the mitzvah, or that the chiyuv doesn't start in the first place. So just to flesh out those two possibilities a little bit more, that the chiyuv doesn't start in the first place somehow, that somehow when it's berishus, we mentioned yesterday that maybe it diverts it, that when you have a neutral action, then maybe that neutral action can be blamed for the hezek. But when it's a mitzvah, so maybe the mitzvah diverts it from being available. We drew yesterday the comparison to the difference between a malachah shenitzricha legufa and a davar sheino miskaven. That maybe blank is worse in a sense, because when it's blank, it can be included in something negative. But when it's in a different direction, then that takes it off the table. So there is an interesting discussion. So we'll mention the Chavos Yair. Chavos Yair really is kedai to read inside for a couple of reasons. So the Chavos Yair in Siman Reish Zayin, definitely a kedai to take a look at. It's really one of the very important makoros on this sugya. So you should definitely take a look at it inside if you can. Chavos Yair of Yair Bachrach, one of the great Acharonim. So he has a discussion about Kiddush Levana. I mentioned this yesterday, that somebody gets called out for Kiddush Levana, and he runs out, and he bumps into somebody's store, and he does some damage. And the Shaul there raised the question of whether it should be Pater. Should be Pater based on rats per shus or not? And the Shaul thought maybe it should be Chayiv, because it's only a Ptur when people are all aware of what's going on, and maybe that's not the case here. And also maybe it should only apply to people who get injured, because people can be told to get out of the way, while objects maybe not. So among the discussions that the Chavos Yair has, again, it's worth looking inside, so he suggests a whole different understanding of what Bereshus involves. It's a very fascinating point. And it's based on the Rambam that I asked you to look at today. And so what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Chov u'Lamazik? The Rambam himself is somewhat mechudish. But what does the Rambam say? So you're chayiv b'shogeg in general, right? That we know. So that's what he's discussing. Exactly, right? So the two parts together, you got it? That you're only chayiv b'shogeg when the damage happens b'rishus hanizak. But when it happens b'rishus hamazik or b'rishus shnehem, so then you're only chayiv if it is intentional. I'll read you the language. We're blessed to be in a room that has svarim. So halacha aleph of parak vav b'chov l'mazik. The Rambam writes, "Hamazik mo mechaber chay l'shun d'lik shalim bein shaya shogeg bein shaya onus harehu kamezid." Okay, so there he establishes a principle that there's a chiyuv across the board, and in halacha gimel he says, "Here's just the chiddush part." So that's a very fascinating distinction. That in order to be chayev without intent, this whole notion of I adam mu la'olam bein shogeg bein mezid, that only applies rishus hanizak. And if he's in his own rishus, or he's in a shared rishus, then in order to be chayev, you have to be mazik on purpose. It's a very fascinating idea. So says the Chavos Yair, he thinks that's how you could explain the notion of rishus, even though it seems like it's a different usage of the word. Right? It seems like we're using the word rishus differently. But in Achanami, he understands it to mean that this is the Rambam's usage here, and that when it is rishus with permission, and rishus the mitzvah, so then that makes like rishus hamazik. And the only way you'd be chayiv is if you are mazik b'kavana. And indeed, whether you accept that explanation or not, but that is the chiluk that we do find b'halacha, and we find poskim saying that this whole p'tur of mazik b'rishus, that is only going to apply if it was an accidental hezik. But if the person was mazik b'rishus, if a person was mazik intentionally, then he'd be chayiv even if it was a situation of mitzvah. So it's a fascinating Chavos Yair. Again, it's one of the major references on the sugya, so you should take a look. But he also then, in part of his discussion, so he wonders that the idea of Kiddush Levana as a mitzvah that should pater, he says, is not sure that that should be the case, because you're not mechuyev to say it with a minyan. You can say it by yourself, so what are you running to go combine with everybody? So that then brings up the issue, how much is the chiyuv of the mitzvah a part of it? Or is that not really relevant? It's more about the overall circumstances. Hi.
Is it possible you just said,
mm-hmm.
And, like, you have a minion, let's say there's just one other guy there, and like there's like a break in the clouds, and you can see the moon, and he says, oh, come, and then he causes the same thing, it's just not the same
thing. Yeah, so theoretically, as far as his detail about that, you're not obligated to say it with other people, so then that detail would be susceptible to that kind of a change. So it's interesting, just to keep this tied to Hanukkah, so we could try to hold on to the memory here on Ois Hanukkah. So the Chassam Sofer in his Chidushim to Shabbos and Dav Chof Aleph and the Hanukkah Sugyas. So the Chassam Sofer talks about this Chavos Yair, and he says, I have a raya that you would say it. Because you would say a p'tur even if it's not a chiyuv to say it with other people. Because the Gemara talks about the Talmidei Chachamim who would run to Shiurim on Shabbos, as, even though you're not supposed to run on Shabbos, but that chibuv mitzvah was appropriate. So he thought that might be a raya against the Chavos Yair. Why? Because it's not an absolute chiyuv for them to be running. So this was a topic of an interesting dialogue between two contemporary mechaberim. Familiar with the Sefer V'Darashta V'Chakarta? It's just an interesting tidbit. And there's a Sefer, it's a very fascinating, creative Sefer on Halacha, the Parsha, in a couple of volumes, and he has Tshuvas also. So in his Tshuvas V'Darashta V'Chakarta, he has an exchange between him and Rabbi Tzvi Spitz, who we've mentioned in the past, the author of the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah, and the Mechaber of the Rashi V'Chakarta, Rabbi Grossman. So he talks about this Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer and the Chavos Yair, and he says the halacha has got to be like the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer came later and he saw the Chavos Yair. So therefore, halacha kabasroi, and then it goes on. Sorry? No, the one writing to him, Rabbi Grossman, the issue of the Rashi V'Chakarta. Again, this is a very late level conversation, but it's just interesting. So he writes there that the Chassam Sofer, he talks about the Chassam Sofer's credentials as a posek hador, posek of history, and then it goes into an interesting discussion. It says you shouldn't be machalik between the Tshuva Chassam Sofer and the Chidushim Anshas. The Chidushim Anshas are just as authoritative, with all the interesting background stuff. And so he says the Chassam Sofer is right, so therefore any Kiyum HaMitzvah is going to be a Ptur also. It doesn't have to be an actual Chiyuv. And in the next, in that next Siman, it has Rabbi Spitz's response. And he says, how can it be? How can you have a society where people can be patered from nezikin just because they're running to a mitzvah? I think I mentioned this phrase before, that people would have to walk around in armor because who knows, maybe the guy barreling down the street is on his way to a shir or a bris milah or something like that, and therefore he's patered from whatever he does. How could that be? So it must be that there is no such Torah under those circumstances. And that the Chassam Sofer's point, that's not about being patered from the Zikin. That's about what counts as a mitzvah for other purposes. So if it's otherwise inappropriate for a Talmud Chacham to be running in the street just because it looks not b'chavadik, or let's say to run on Shabbos when you only run for a Dvar Mitzvah. So it doesn't have to be necessarily a Chiyuv. in the absolute sense. So for those purposes, okay, so you could say that it's relevant, that even though it's not a chiyuv, but it's a kiyum. But to say you should be patted from the zikin because of that, that's too much to say. So it's just this interesting dialogue between these two contemporary mechaberim, which revolves around the issue of what kind of a mitzvah are we talking about in order to pater somebody from the zikin and the whole legacy there, the Chavos Yair and the Chasam Sofer and others. Okay, so I
just to clarify, the Chasam Sofer is Raya. Mm-hmm. So it's the Gemara is saying that they would run on Shabbos. Even though, and what was the issue?
I forgot whether he's referring to the Gemara about running on Shabbos, where the Gemara says in Brachos that it's there's two ideas. The Gash one is referring to the Gemara. The beginning of Brachos says that first, when I saw the rabbis running, I thought on Shabbos, I thought Tavikamichale Rabban and Shabbos, I thought that that's a violation of Shabbos, and then I understood that the Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to run. And there's also an idea that Talmud Chacham Stam shouldn't be running in public. So either way, the notion that it doesn't have to be an actual chiyuv to justify that kind of running, so that's one thing. But to say that you should be patterned from any damage that you would do that would come as a consequence of such running, but that much you don't see from there. Okay, so a few other things I want to share with you. Hopefully we'll get it done either today or tomorrow. I saw a very fascinating explanation. It's a little bit in a different context, but I think it was applied here as well. And the Sefer Mishpat HaMazik, which has two volumes, the one I have here is more of a psukim, but in the other volume he has more of a lamdish essays. So he suggests this should go to our third possibility. Right? So now we again have three possibilities, either that it's a form of ones, or that the mitzvah is dochet, that's what we were just discussing now, or that somehow the chiyuv doesn't happen in the first place. So to flesh out that last possibility, the chiyuv doesn't happen in the first place, so the Mishpat HaMazit posits the following. It says, even when you talk about onus gomer, there could be two types of onus gomer. There could be onus where something is just completely out of your control. There's nothing you could have done to stop it. That's one type of onus. So there's another type of onus where you didn't want this to happen, you didn't do it on purpose, but there's a way that you could have prevented it. You could have prevented it by not engaging in the action that allowed the hezek to happen.
Is this different than the hezek we already saw?
Yeah. But this, I think, correlates to what we're to this third possibility. It's just a nice way of fleshing it out. That one situation is one type of onus where there was bichlal, nothing you could have done to stop this from happening. Second type is there is a way you could stop it from happening if you don't engage in the dangerous activity, the activity that gave potential for the hezek to happen. Then you would have stopped it. So the question is, how far do you have to go to not do things that could potentially result in something being damaged? So that's where Hezek Bereshus comes in. Because then perhaps we could say that this is an activity which, yes, you could have chosen not to do, and then there would not have been any potential for harm. But you are doing it Bereshus. So if you're doing it Bereshus, so then we can't even come to you and say, oh, you should have been so careful, you should have never done this action in the first place. So I think it expands it a little bit beyond what we've said so far in a helpful way. That essentially you could say that even when we say somebody is chayiv ba'ones, we mean there was something that they did that allowed the hezek to happen. It wasn't intentionally to hurt anybody. It wasn't intentionally to even be negligent. But it was an action that allowed the hezek to happen. And therefore, you could say to such a person, okay, you're a little bit on the hook, because if you hadn't done X, there never would have been a hezek. But if X is something they're supposed to be doing, then you can't even say that much. So if X is a mitzvah, so then it can't even be used as the first step of a the first step of something that is a liability. I had the opportunity of mentioning to the public policy class this morning, talked about the question of drugs and what exactly the iser or halachic objections are to using drugs. And, you know, a big part of it is Bava Kamma. If you think about it, that here one of the big messages of this Masechta is not only are you not allowed to hurt people, but you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you are likely to hurt people even without any malicious intent whatsoever. So somebody who compromises their mental clarity to such an extent that they're impaired, somebody who chooses to interact with society in an impaired state, so they are liable for what happens under those conditions. And that's essentially one of the main Musar Haskels of this Masechta. So the idea of Adam Chayiv Ba'ones is to say that even without any malicious intent towards anybody, if you put yourself in a position where somebody could get hurt, so then there's a liability that comes back to you. But if that position was what you were supposed to be doing, so then we can't even say that much. So maybe that's an interesting way of fleshing out the third possibility. Now, the notion that we mentioned, that if it's about people being able to protect themselves or being required to protect themselves in a situation when we know that there are mitzvahs going on, so Rav Meir Simcha has a nice discussion about this. Rav Meir Simcha, the author of the Or Sameach and the author of the Mesha Chachma, so a few years ago they published the Chiddush of Meir Simcha al Hashas. So he has a nice discussion about this. Maybe we'll just mention it for a few minutes, and then tomorrow we still have to continue a little bit more, and then hopefully we'll be able to wrap this up. But here, I'll just read to you what he says over here, that the idea of Pater Mipnei Sheratz Bereshus, so writes Rav Meir Simcha, Nira Davke Beratz Ben Hashmashos, the Mitzvah Lemirhat Kamei Malchuso. So it seems like we're Davke talking at Ben Hashmashos. Right, yesterday we asked the question of whether the Gemara is just telling us a few of Ben Hashmashos, when you could have thought that everybody was prepared already, or even Ben Hashmashos, or Davke Ben Hashmashos. So here it says, Meir Simcha, that Davke Ben Hashmashos, where it's a mitzvah to run, V'kuli Alma Yadi, here, this is the Iker, that everyone knows, Domil, so everyone knows this fact. U'boileil is Dehure Minei, Deratz Bereshus. And therefore, everyone has to watch out for the guy who is running Bereshus. Aval Beratz, the mitzvah Acheres, if you're running for another mitzvah, after pikuach nefesh, mikomakum chayiv. Even if the mitzvah is so important, it's pikuach nefesh, you're still going to be liable. That's a fascinating idea. I want to come back to that point. Mishpat Hamazik talks about that issue of somebody who's driving an ambulance quickly, and the hezek that happens from that. Maybe we'll hopefully fill that in a little bit tomorrow. But here he's saying that however important the mitzvah is, if it's not a situation where everybody knows what's going on, you're still going to be chayiv. Because, it says, so that's what it says Rav Meir Simcha, that I would assume, he writes, that even if it's the most important mitzvah there is, even Sibikuach Nefesh, if it's not a situation where people can be expected to understand what's going on, then they're going to be chayiv anyway. Then he adds, "Vehechi shuhurat bein hashmashos litzarcho, shelo litzarch Shabbos." So, what if somebody is running during the bein hashmashos for his own purposes, not for Shabbos? So, remember that this is what the Ramah quoted in Mukhi Yosef about, right? And we discussed yesterday that maybe it was a machlokus rishonim, perhaps maybe the Rambam understood differently. So here he says about that point. He says before addressing it, he says that from his svara, nira de mikom makom pater, think they'd be pater anyway. Deha ihu lo yada iyaris the mitzvah boi le durebe, as durebe. That the other guy's not going to know if this person is running for a mitzvah or for any other purpose. And he quotes a Tosfos over here to back this up. But then, after saying that, he says, "Rak shema sasi l'muki Yosef b'shem Rama lehefuch." However, then I saw the Muki Yosef, and we saw the Rama quotes in the Muki Yosef that Muki Yosef says the opposite. However, he adds to qualify that, says Ulam Yitachin the Rama l'tameh Rama l'shitaso azil the sabr the hafamayri biziko, that we're talking about a situation where somebody actually damages the other guy. The cave in the Shnehem Osa Maisa Shnehem Bain Zeknek is that two of them are both doing something, each one's coming at the other. Afsha Dokhvo Biadaim Oziko Shloba Kavana, even though he's actually pushing him away, Biadaim and hurting him, but Shloba Kavana Bikomakam Pater. Bim came Barat Shalowitzarich Mitzvah, so if somebody is running not for a mitzvah, Darat for a Shus Arab and Shalob Rishus, he doesn't have the Rishus to be running. But that's this is an important modification. That the Rama, who quotes the Muki Yosef, who quotes the Rama, so whether you say Rama or Rama, in this case, it'll be right either way, he is talking about somebody who is Dav Kamazik Biadayim. The Af, the Ploni boy, lose Durebach, and even though the other guy should be careful, Mikomakom ha'at hezikaso shalob rishos. The mice say, you were mazik biyadayim shalob rishos. Uman yadlach rishos to dofo darach murusasecha. And who gave you permission to push this guy while you're running? But if the situation is not as active as that, so then he still thinks it shouldn't matter, that as long as the context is that people know to be careful, you are still going to be Pater. So some very interesting things, I think, so far today. We still have to discuss a little bit. I want to share with you a little bit more about this question of somebody who's involved in Pikuach Nefesh. Does that indeed make a difference? That here we just saw Rav Meir Simcha saying it doesn't matter how important the mitzvah it is. It's all totally on whether the other person can be expected to know about it. And then to get a little bit more to the Trumas Adashin, which I think you had a chance to see, and the context in Hilchos Yontif about that and some of the ramifications, and then God willing we will move on from there. Okay, sound good? Alright, so Bez Hashem, we will pick up for this tomorrow and everyone should have a fashion. Alright, I gotta find a way to smuggle this in.